Everyone, welcome. I'm going to read the last section of Psalm 103 to open our time in worship this morning. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Breath in our lungs, so life. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord.
It's your breath.
It's your breath.
people sing.
Great are you, Lord.
One more time together.
Great are you, Lord.
Father, we're in awe to be in your presence. At least we ought to be when we turn our eyes upon you. It's so easy, Lord, to turn our eyes upon ourselves and upon this world that is scarred with sin and corruption as our lives are apart from you. But by your grace, we can be who we are in you, seated at the right hand of the Father, your right hand, Lord God. Thank you that we can indeed set our eyes on things that are above and not on things that are on the earth. For we have died and our life is hidden with Christ in you. And so, Father, we pray for our world. We pray for those who don't know you and need to discover you and yield to you. We pray for those who have yielded to you, but for those of us who may be inclined to look at the world and ourselves and things other than your kingdom, Lord, teach us, as we've been trying to do here at our church for a long time, or aiming to do, we don't want to strive, but just to think kingdom and be family. Lord, help us to do that in our walks with you. We thank you that you've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Thank you that there's a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. Thank you that while we were yet sinners, you died for the ungodly. Lord, we celebrate in this season of Advent your coming to us as a human being, as one of us. You are the creator, we're the creatures, and yet you emptied yourself into your dear Son, whose birthday we celebrate in this season. And we anticipate your coming every day and your coming at the end of time. Lord, we pray for many things here, and so many are listed on our prayer sheet week after week, and we pray for each situation. We pray for Mark and Kristen and their family who are down in North Carolina at a CIT training refresher course down there that they had done before they went to Peru. Just bless them, as I know they're going to be with Leo and Michelle Werschmidt down there and other friends they'll see again. Give them safety in the highways. Be with the Bachmans as they went down for a funeral of Melanie's cousin Timothy, who died of an overdose, and now they're on their way home and at the Outer Banks with Ed's dad. Just give them safety, Lord, and good times together as a family through this time of grief. We pray for all those who are mourning from the loss of loved ones. And I just am mindful today, Lord, that it was 5 years ago today that we said farewell to Joyce's mother, Mary Emily Meyer. And we just cherish memories of her. And thank you for all that she has been to us and our family and to those that knew and loved her. We pray, Lord, that you'll be with Sandy's grandson, Mason, who's making a miraculous recovery after being so seriously injured in a car accident and whose brain was seriously injured, who's had brain surgery and now is recovering remarkably, and maybe will make a full recovery. We just give that all to you, Lord, the glory. And for the young man that was with him, who's also doing well. We count that a real blessing and a miracle. Thank you that Roger is back for the first time after his hip replacement surgery today. We welcome him, and we thank you for his successful surgery. We continue to pray for Kay Nixdorf as she's mending from her knee surgery. Lord, we just thank you and praise you and just cherish every opportunity we have to lift others in prayer. It's a privilege, it's an honor. And we come in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated if you're not. And we'll have the Hannahs come. And this is Advent. We bumped Advent a week ahead because Christmas Eve is a Sunday this year. And we're having only an evening service for Christmas Eve candlelight. So we decided to start Advent a week early. And this is the second Sunday for us. And Ron and Mary are going to come and give us scripture and prayer as they light the Advent wreath.
Then the shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he will judge the poor and decide the fairness of the afflicted of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Also righteousness will be the belt around his loins, and faithfulness the belt around his waist. And the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat, and a calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little boy will lead them. Also the cow and the bear will graze, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like an ox. The nursing child will play by the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child will put his hand into the viper's den. They will not hurt or destroy in all my body mountain. For the Lord will be full of the knowledge of, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Then in that day, the nations will resort to the root of Jesse, who will stand as a signal for the peoples, and his resting place will be glorious. Then it will happen on the day that the Lord will happen it will again recover the second time with his hand the remnant of his people who will remain from Assyria, Egypt, Pathros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, and from the islands of the sea, and he will lift up a standard for the nations and assemble the banished ones of Israel and will gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Then the jealousy of Ephraim will depart, and those who harass Judah will be cut off. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, and Judah will not harass Ephraim. They will swoop down on the slopes of the Philistines on the west. Together they will plunder the sons of the east. They will possess Edom and Moab. The sons of Ammon will be subject to them. And the Lord will utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt. And he will wave his hand over the river with his scorching wind. And he will strike it into seven streams and make men walk over dry land. And there will be a highway from Assyria for the remnant of his people who will be left, just as there was for Israel in the day that they came up out of the land of Egypt.